Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Yes, he is. And he loves you and he loves me. He loves his people. When we respond to his wonderful love, a healing process begins within us. When we receive the words that God has spoken into our hearts, a healing process begins, not just in education. People love to argue the points of the Bible, but when you receive the word in your heart, a living, healing process of life begins in you. And it becomes the best education you could ever hope to have. And I'm not just saying this because I'm biased. I'm saying it from experience. One scripture said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, some people take the Lord at his word, just like Adam took the serpent at his word. And the serpent never had any credible evidence. When people tell you about God, it's too important for you to not research the Lord for yourself and taste and see whether he's good or not. Now, Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So people can judge between good and evil. The problem was he was not supposed to eat off that tree. He should have trusted the Lord. The Lord had made the world beautiful. He made Adam, he perfectly and wonderfully made Adam, just like David said. He said, I'm perfectly and wondrously made, fearfully and wondrously made. So we have every reason, my friend, to trust God. And if you hear his word, you'll know within that it's true. And it's light. It's something you can bank on. It's something you can take, you can trust your future with. But when you listen to men that are sinning and doing rotten things, and friends that will do anything, that's just like listening to that serpent all over again. Listening to people about something so important, you need the backing of the word. Without the word of God, if we receive his word, that is perfect learning. It'll give you the advantage of light. If somebody was chasing you in the dark, in the woods, and you're running at full speed, you would be overwhelmingly cautious because you know you can fall into a ditch or rut. You can fall against a sharp branch or something. Something could scratch your eyes out. You don't know what's out there. But when the moon is out, it helps because you can see something. And in the daylight, you can run in confidence because you can see everything as it really is. Now, the Word of God gives you perfect information. The Holy Spirit will never guide you wrong. He will always teach you the truth. And he gave us the truth from the very beginning. When we first met God, he said, let there be light. The earth was chaotic. It was void and desolate. Darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Lord said, let there be light. And Lord saw that the light was good. He chose the light and rejected the darkness. He wanted light instead of darkness. When it comes to us, he wants us to choose the same thing too. The learning process of life, we hear God's word, and it starts a healing process. When we believe it, hear me good, this is certainly true, is Abraham was accounted righteous because he believed God. When we believe God's word, that's the first step of life. When we believe what God said about his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's only son born of a woman. The Holy Spirit enabled Mary to carry him, a virgin. She never had sex with a man. That's what the Bible says when it means she never knew a man before she carried Christ. The Holy Spirit came upon her and he enabled her to have a child.
So Jesus Christ is born of a virgin. Why? Because sin is transferred through the male, not the female. At the fall, when Adam ate off the tree, Eve ate first, of course, but she was deceived. And the New Testament explains that. I think it's in Galatians. It explains how she was deceived. But when Adam ate off the tree, both of their eyes were open and they knew that they were in trouble. The glory of God didn't surround them anymore. They walked out of the glory. If you saw Adam and Eve before they sinned and ate off that tree, you would have seen the glory of God enveloping them. That's why they didn't know they were naked. All these things happened. And not long ago, only about 6,000 years ago, this happened. We didn't evolve out of apes like the satanic people like to teach. And they're satanic. Evolution is satanic. That's not the way it happened. It doesn't make sense. Things that's come out of the darkness never make sense. Everything Satan say, if you compare it to the light, it don't make sense. It only seems real when there's darkness. That's why the enemy depends on people not having a strong education. This is why our school systems have failed. This is why so many people can't read and write in the 21st century. The enemy don't want you to know anything. If he can dumb you down, he can get away with more. This is why people kill each other over nothing. Every week somebody's gunning somebody down over trivial things, over their pride, because somebody made them mad. But look at what they're listening to on our radios. Listen to the songs that come on the radio. It's an attack against you, against your intelligence, against your future, because Satan knows if he can get you in sin, he can control your life and destiny. The end game is hell itself. The wages of sin is death. And we need some good old-fashioned preaching again to help people see. See, people, when they hear the word of God, they can make a sober choice. And now you got preachers scared to tell people the truth. And they compromise, like we said last week. When there's compromise, Satan always wins the compromise. Now, for all these reasons, it's so important to take time and learn what the Lord is saying, why he said it, when he said it, to who he said it to. The Word of God gives us plenty of examples to help us out and help us do God's perfect will. It's time now for people to know what God is saying and what God is capable of. If you don't take time and get to know him, you can miss out. The system, the world system, is a system. And it's designed to pull you down, away from God. It's designed to pull you down. It's designed to keep you separated from the Lord himself. Now, as you go forward doing God's perfect will, you're going to learn some things. You're going to find out some things. And you have to take time and get to know him for yourself. You can't always depend on what people are saying. The snake's still talking. He's just using new faces. Same snake, same lies, same Satan. But when the Lord speaks, when you study the Word of God, a healing, a living healing process reference is in you. You have a reference for who God is and what he's capable of. You have peace you never had when you take him at his word with the intent to do it. Now, if you read the word of God skeptically, like a skeptic, trying to see what you can get away with, trying to figure out whether it's real or not, that's not faith, and it won't minister to you. I mean, to that person. Because God resists the proud. We can look out at the beautiful world and the references of ourselves. We're beautifully and wonderfully made. We're made in his image. We're capable of so many wonderful things. All these things came from the hand and the heart of God. Now, if we're going to ignore all that, to try to judge God, then the word can't minister to you. But if you're honest and open, you really don't understand some things, and you're trying to learn with the intent to do right, the word of God will minister to you. Your motives play a big part. If you really want to play with the world and you really don't want to do what's right, and you study the word with those intents, you're trying to figure out what you can, you want to play with the world, you want to do the things of the world, and you're trying to, you know, you're not settled in the things of God. The word is, you're hindering the word from ministering to you. But when you say, hey, I want to know what God is saying, I want to know the reason why things are the way they are, and you study the word with the intent to do it and learn it, the word, the peace of God will come to you. You'll have a reference that this is true. When you study the life of Jesus Christ and you see what he did, he's the Son of God. He did what the Father would do if he was walking around on the earth, because he is God. He just became a man to give us example. And watch this. The Son did everything the Father instructed him to do. He stuck to the prophetic protocols of Zechariah, of Isaiah. He fulfilled them, of Jeremiah, and all the prophets that talked about him. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of the Proverbs. He is the Song of the Psalms. He is the I Am of the Exodus. And he said, I say what I hear my Father say, and I do what I see my Father do. He's our representative. The whole Word of God focuses on Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King, hopefully. You got to make him your king. I made him my king. He's my king. And he's everybody's king who made him their king. When it's like that, a living reference of truth forms in you, heals you, exposes the darkness for the lie that it is. And not only that, it shows you the truth so you can live. It gives you a reference so you can choose what's right. Of your own free will. You will always choose what's right of your own free will. You will never be dominated to do what's right. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Now, preachers try to coerce you into doing what you're supposed to do. The Holy Spirit will warn you. He'll guide you. He'll convict you. That's the fear of God. But if you don't respond and harden your heart, then the Holy Spirit will stop. That's when you know you're in trouble. If you can sin without conscious problems, if you can sin and it doesn't bother you anymore, you need to get saved and get delivered from something. But I got saved. I believed on Jesus. If you can sin and go to sleep comfortably and it don't bother you no more, you need to get saved. Because if you really believed on Jesus Christ and you, when you do something wrong, you feel that conviction so that you can get things right. God does that for his children. He don't do it for people who walk out of the kingdom. He does that for his own, only his own. And every word that proceeds out of God's mouth can heal you, can help you. It's designed to, he wants you to go to heaven with him. He wants you to live like he does. He wants you to have the same love that he shares with us. He wants you to share that love with others. God's not asking us to do anything unnatural. Everything he asks us to do is life itself. So the enemy lies. He tells lies for a living. He lies to people. The world system is designed to cripple you, bring you down, make you a slave The illusion is that you can do what you want to do and you don't have to keep God's laws. And you don't have to, you can treat people like you really want to treat them. But there's a side to it. If you do people wrong, that's going to cause a subtraction in your life. When you do people right, that's going to add life. You're helping people live. You're being a blessing to people. You're doing right by people. You're living the example of God towards people. And you desire the best things in life for people from the heart. To the point that you will warn them when they're in danger. And when they won't listen to you warn them against the dangers, you're still nice to them. You're still kind to them. You want to be a blessing to them. This is the heart of God. God is not asking us to do anything forbidden, anything unnatural, anything harmful. Everything that he gives us to do is for the cause of life itself. So he gave us a defense system. He gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. Yeah, but what if somebody try to kill me? If you learn to fight spiritually, you may not have to shoot them. If you're a policeman and you carry a gun, you have to use it sometimes. If you're a soldier, you got to fight for your country. That's reasonable. To keep order so that people can live. You can't let evil take away your freedom, take away your life, take away the citizens of your country and make slaves of them. You got to defend your country. That's the wisdom of God. That's the truth of God. Even Jesus Christ is doing that for us. He died in our place so that we could live. And if anybody try to take your life, you have a right to defend your life. This is why God gave us authority over Satan himself. Jesus said when he died for us, he went to the worst part of hell. Hell is, there's degrees of punishment. He went to the worst part. And he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He laid his life down. He didn't die because men cut him on the side and nailed him to a cross. He died because he laid his life down. And he told the Pharisees, he said, if I lay my life down, I can pick it back up. Tear down this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it up again. And they got nervous. And they put guards over his tomb in case he came back to life, which he did. Then they paid the guards to lie and say people stole the body. They were afraid. They heard what Jesus said and they were afraid that he would come back. And he did come back. Always remember, everything the Lord has to say is because of his great love for us. And that healing process begins. And we're learning his ways. We're learning from him when we receive his word. When people are convinced about something, remember, this is a rule. This is the way it is. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Anything that gets in your heart will come out of your mouth, especially under pressure. When people are convinced about something or think they know something, and they deem it as helpful, if it made them feel good, that's what they publish in their mouth. That's what they speak. But when you hear the word of God and study the Bible for yourself, study the word of God for yourself, it's good to hear preachers. It's good to hear testimonies of others. But there's no substitute for knowing God's word for yourself. When you study the word of God and you're reading it, with it and receiving it. If you receive it, you'll be able to believe it. And from there, that's where your faith comes from. Faith looks to God. And because you believe God, God accounts you righteous. The reason the blood of Jesus Christ washed away our sins. And like I just said, Jesus laid his life down and he picked it back up. But he went to the depths of hell. And he said, the first thing he said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. So now he has power over hell. He has power over death. And he has power over the grave.